From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
This past weekend, big news regarding the coronavirus. First, this in the United States.
I have really good news.
That was President Donald Trump making an announcement from the White House on Friday.
Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. It will save millions of lives and soon end the pandemic once and for all. I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine. We have given Pfizer and other companies a great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome, and it was. On behalf of the American people, I'd like to thank all of the brilliant scientists, technicians, doctors, and workers who made this all possible. Pfizer and Moderna have announced their vaccine is approximately 95% effective, far exceeding expectations. These vaccines are also very safe. American citizens participated in clinical trials that were far larger than normal and had no serious side effects. The dedicated and independent experts at the FDA meticulously studied the results of the trials, and it has now passed the gold standard of safety. Through Operation Warp Speed, my administration provided a total of $14 billion to accelerate vaccine development and to manufacture all of the top candidates in advance. This included a nearly $2 billion investment in Pfizer to produce 100 million doses of their vaccine, with an option to produce 500 million additional doses. And I'm proud to say that we have made sure that this vaccine will be free for all Americans. Through our partnership with FedEx and UPS, we have already begun shipping the vaccine to every state and zip code in the country. The first vaccine will be administered in less than 24 hours. The governors decide where the vaccines will go in their state and who will get them first. We want our senior citizens, healthcare workers, and first responders to be first in line. This will quickly and dramatically reduce deaths and hospitalizations. When the China virus invaded our shores, I promised that we would produce a vaccine in record time before the end of the year. They said it couldn't be done, but with today's announcement, we have now achieved that goal. The United States is the first nation in the world to produce a verifiably safe and effective vaccine. Today's achievement is a reminder of America's unlimited potential when we have the will and the courage to pursue ambitious goals. As I've said from the beginning, a vaccine will vanquish the virus and return life back to normal. The pandemic may have begun in China, but we are ending it right here in America. Operation Warp Speed is the greatest medical manufacturing endeavor in American history. We are deeply grateful to every person who has worked round the clock on this monumental national project to save lives. Thank you all for your tremendous gifts to humanity. God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and God bless the world. Thank you.
But the Pfizer vaccine is not the only game in town. This is a briefing that was held on Monday about the third interim results of Russia's COVID-19 Sputnik V vaccine. The phase 3 clinical trials, where clinical research was conducted on vaccine candidates, was discussed during the briefing.
Trial of Sputnik V. The briefing will be attended by Director of the Gamaleya Center, Academician of the Russian Academy of Sciences, Mr. Ginsburg, Deputy Director of the Gamaleya Research Institute, Scientific Director of the Center, Denis Logonov, and Kirill Dmitriev, the CEO of Russian Direct Investment Fund, will tell you about the outcomes of the third final stage of the vaccine clinical trial. We'll have afterwards a Q&A session, and you can ask questions in the WhatsApp group. The briefing will last only for 20 minutes. It's going to be a short event. Simultaneous interpretation is provided. Please click at the interpretation button in the Zoom menu and choose the language of your preference. If you want to hear the interpretation only, please mute the original or floor sound. The floor language is Russian. I now yield to Mr. Alexander Ginsburg, Director of the Gamaleya Research Institute. Distinguished colleagues, good day, good evening. Today we will talk about the new results obtained at the third post-registration phase of clinical trials of the Sputnik V vaccine, obtained during the cooperation of the Gamaleya Institute and Russian Direct Investment Fund and the Health Ministry of the Russian Federation and the government of Moscow, represented by the Department of Health of the city of Moscow. And we will briefly tell you about the results of the third point, and Mr. Logunov, who is in charge of the process, over to you. Dear colleagues, thank you. I'd like to share with you the outcomes that we have reached and provide the latest news on the clinical trials ongoing in Moscow now. We have vaccinated 26,000 people with the first component, and 20,000 people have been vaccinated with both jabs. And the most important thing about the clinical trials is that we have reached the final interim point of 78 diseased people, and the efficacy has reached 91.4%. And it's noteworthy that at this point, to make the reckoning and calculations, we have taken into account only those who received two jabs, starting from the 21st day and onwards. And the high efficiency is obvious, the high efficacy is obvious, and we hope that when it extends to 28, 35, and 42 days since the vaccination, we will have better and higher figures in terms of the efficacy. The number will go up, and the protective efficacy has been reached at 91.4%, and it has been proved that in the vaccinated group, all the cases were the light ones, and in the placebo group, we had grave and moderate cases, not only light ones. So, which means that the vaccine provides 100% protection from the grave process of COVID infection. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dmitriev. Over to you now. Distinguished colleagues, today it is a very important day and a milestone day for us. The vaccine has gone through the final point of the clinical trials of 78 infected volunteers. Prior to that, we told you about reaching 20 and 39 people becoming ill, and now we have reached the final clinical trial point of 78 ill people. So it provides 100% protection from grave cases. Not a single person that received the shots fell ill, and unfortunately we had 20 grave cases in the placebo group of volunteers of the clinical trial. The data is representative with more than 22,000 patients that received two jabs already, and the efficacy above 90% is a huge achievement of the Gamaleya Research Institute, academician Ginsburg and Dr. Logunov. It's one of the highest efficacies worldwide. Many other vaccines show lower efficacies, as we know. What is also important is that after we have gone through this critical point, we will come up with a report that will be submitted to speed up the registration of Sputnik V vaccine in many countries. So that was a milestone of the final control point of 78 volunteers becoming ill, and that allows us to speed up and accelerate the registration of vaccine in other countries. And definitely would like to thank also the Health Minister of the Russian Federation that was quite and has been quite active in oversight and control and supervision. I would like to thank Mayor Sabanin and Vice Mayor Rakov and Department of Health of the government of Moscow, who have been key and instrumental to the success of the clinical trials in Moscow. And today, we're celebrating a landmark event that proved the highest efficacy of the vaccine. 91.4 is the lower threshold protection level of the vaccine, and we believe it will be even higher as data, not on the 23rd day since the vaccination, but on later days will be taken into account. 100% protection from grave cases makes this vaccine quite relevant at this critical context that we're seeing worldwide. On Friday, we stated that AstraZeneca has shown interest in using part of the component of Sputnik V vaccine, so it has proved its highest efficacy. I mean, the vaccine, in terms of safety, costs, logistics, and efficacy, it's the best in the world. And I think it's a top achievement of Gamaleya Institute and Russian academia by and large. Thank you. Thank you very much. Just a few questions that we received. Many people asked the question about the fact that it was stated that the efficacy was 95%. It had been stated before. Now you talk about 91.4. Why this change? Probably I will start and Denis Yurievich will follow up. On day 21, it is a technical matter, I think, on the 21st day, for the first control point, the efficacy was 92%, at this, for the second control point of 39 people becoming ill, we saw the efficacy at 91.4, and now it has been confirmed on the 21st day, when reached the final point, critical point of the clinical trials. So on the 42nd day, the efficacy was above 95%, and there was registered in the past, and we believe that on later days, since the vaccination, the efficacy will be higher. But those data will be made public later, so 91.4% is the lower borderline or threshold of the efficacy that we are sure will be higher, will go up, but even this lower threshold makes Sputnik V one of the top three most efficient vaccines worldwide at present. So these are the data, and probably Denis Yurievich, Mr. Logonov will follow up on that. Mr. Dmitriev, I don't have anything to add. You have taken into account all the results starting with day 21 and further on, immunogenicity of the vaccine, the escalation of the immune response will definitely go up. It will become stronger by day 42 when it will peak, reach an apex. And when we take this as the control point, we expect the efficacy to go further up, which is quite logical as the immune response will be beefed up, providing higher efficiency. We are demonstrating real figure 91.4%, which is quite good a number. And those cases that were registered and confirmed in the vaccinated group were light ones, and they needed no hospitalization, no admittance to hospital, and they didn't have any lung impact. No moderate or grave manifestations were registered. So this is a very good figure on day 21. And globally, other vaccines, leading vaccines, have similar numbers or worse. I would also add a couple of words. And I think the result is brilliant. Academician Ginsburg and Dr. Logonov are being quite modest now. But it is stunning, a result with more than 90% of efficacy. More than 90% of people don't contract COVID-19. And we have been able to avoid grave or severe cases, which is one of the key parameters
special. I'm very sure.
For the benchmarking. And definitely this is a stunning, astonishing result, showing that Sputnik V is the vaccine that will stop the pandemic in Russia and in many other countries. Thank you so much. A question from Bloomberg, Stepan Kravchenko. Why the volunteers recruitment for stage three is so slow? 26,000 out of 40 only. And how many Russian nationals have been vaccinated outside of clinical trials with the breakdown of one shot and two shots? Well, two shots and one shot, I can hardly provide the breakdown now, but outside of the clinical trial, more than 200,000 Russians have been vaccinated. And as a result, 22,714 people have received the certificate, and we have the clinical trial result. And what was the other part of the question? I missed it. Why is the recruitment of volunteers so slow, and how many Russians have been vaccinated outside of the clinical trials? I have just said that the number is more than 200,000 people, and the recruitment of volunteers has slowed down a bit, as we have already launched a large-scale vaccination. Many people apply there and get vaccinated, and others ask whether health ministry is going to stop the recruitment of new patients. As you know, Johnson & Johnson has reduced the number of patients in clinical trials from 60 to 40,000 patients, as the cases have surged in the United States. So now we have gone through the final control point of the clinical trial. So the question is whether one should continue the recruitment of the new patients, because the vaccine has proved its efficacy, and the health ministry now, I think, should decide on whether to continue the recruitment or stop it altogether, as the Sputnik V vaccine has proved its highest top efficacy, being in top three of the most efficient global vaccines. May I, just in one point, not fully agree with you, Mr. Dmitriev? Now it is impossible to say how many people have been vaccinated outside of the clinical trials, because when we are talking right now, the vaccine that is introduced into the circulation, civil circulation, is shipped by sea, by plane, by land to the end consumers. And you can only say how many vaccines have gone into the civil circulation. As of today, more than 320,000 doses has been shipped and released. How many people have been vaccinated, it is hard to say, but I think that tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, all of that will be applied, and the next batch will be released tomorrow. It's going to be quite a big chunk. It will be sent to Russian regions. Thank you so much. Many have been asking, many press media presenters have been asking, how the results obtained will impact further research and studies. I think probably Denis Logonov will provide the response. This is what we have been talking about. During the previous answer, we have said that we have some issues, including ethical ones, how to continue the placebo group recruitment, and what to do about those groups. And this is an ethical matter that is being mooted in this country and in the United States and Europe also. And now we're in talks with the regulator in what type of format, without breaking the rules of ethics, we should continue the clinical trial. So it is a matter of ethics primarily. So we don't know what the regulator's decision will be, but now the work is in progress. Thank you. Kirill Alexandrovich, do you want to add something? No, you know what? the point that Dennis has said, well, 320,000 doses that were released is the much more correct number. So probably we don't know fully the technical moments yet. We have passed the final clinical trial control point. It's the last point of 78 people becoming ill, diseased people. So it is the watershed that demonstrates that the vaccine is definitively efficient, which is proven by the control point, and the health ministry may now make some decisions as the efficacy has been proved, or probably there is no point in recruiting other volunteers as we have been able to prove the efficacy of the vaccine. We don't need any additional patients to consolidate our statement. So the fact that it's final and definitive is a good fact, and we will be able now to apply for certification registration to different regulators, and that will be the foundation for us to apply to regulators from other countries. Thank you. We have more questions on that topic. The press release states that building on the data, you will come up with a report that will be submitted for speedy or fast-track registration. In what countries do you expect this fast-track registration? Well, I should clarify one important issue, one important point. You know that the vaccine is often the target of the info campaign or attacks, saying that Sputnik V lags behind or trails Pfizer or Moderna in phase 3. It's important to understand that Pfizer and Moderna and other vaccines will terminate their phase 3 officially in a year. So now they have provided the interim reports only, as well as Sputnik V has done, building upon the clinical data that we have obtained. So this control point makes us on par in terms of the document preparation process with several other leading vaccines. So judging by these documents and the building upon the control point, we plan to apply to a big number of countries like our partners Belarus, the United Arab Emirates, India, and a number of other countries, including the Latin American Asia, and in the Middle East also, in Africa. So we believe that this month we'll be able to submit to some countries where we have good contacts with regulators like Argentina. And in January, we will apply to most key countries to have the fast-track registration. Thank you, colleagues. Our time is up, unfortunately. If you have any final comments to make, please do so. Mr. Ginsburg, Mr. Logunov, thank you for your kind attention. Thank you for the interest you demonstrated. I'd like to thank all those attending the event. Thank you very much for the interest. And we've been glad to share the good news with you. And in future, in near future, we'll come up with a report and a scientific publication that will be definitely made public in high rating English language journal, so that we could have the highest visibility worldwide possible. Thank you. I'd like to emphasize the huge achievement by Mr. Ginsburg and Mr. Logunov, and actually we have brilliant data, wonderful results, and if we look at the last week's news, we had a firm contract with Argentina, and the fact that AstraZeneca would like to use part of the vaccine Sputnik V to ramp up the efficacy of their own vaccine, and the points that together with the Form Statistics Center we have made public today, those are the numbers that more Russians are eager to get vaccinated, and we can see lots of requests from many countries to see shipments of our vaccine to their countries. We're speeding up and ramping up our production capability in the countries we previously stated and in new countries also. So Russia is quite agile and rapid and determined and resolute in moving forward along the track that was outlined in August when Sputnik V became the first registered vaccine in the world. And we have two very important and key elements. First is the safe human adenovirus. This is the platform that has been tested for decades and has been proven in the course of time, and some adverse effects may appear from other vaccinations, from other vaccines. But ours is based on the human adenovirus that proved to be safe, and we can thus escape the adverse results that other vaccines manifest. And the other cornerstone of the Sputnik V is that we use two types of vector that provides greater efficacy than one vector or two jabs of one the same vector. So we see that these two cornerstones underlie Sputnik V vaccines, and the quality, safety, and efficacy make it the beta of many other new approaches that may demonstrate unexpected results. And I think we'll see more unexpected effects in future from new vaccines, and our vaccine is proved on the safe and time-tested vaccine technology. Thank you. Thank you very much to all the participants of the briefing. Thank you to all the colleagues that joined the press briefing from all over the world. I wish you a good day or a good evening or night. Thank you for your kind attention. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The UK became the first Western country to license a vaccine earlier this month, and it since has started inoculating its most vulnerable citizens and essential workers. Other countries are slowly following, raising the hope that the end may be in sight. However, health experts say it's much too early to make predictions. We have this report from China's global television network, CGTN.
The best thing that's ever happened. After almost a year in self-isolation, Northern Ireland grandmother Margaret Keenan couldn't hide her joy at becoming the first person in the world to get a COVID-19 jab as part of the mass vaccination program. She was just one of dozens who received the Pfizer-BioNTech jab on Tuesday, the first day of the UK's official rollout. It's been dubbed a major turning point in the battle against the global pandemic that has killed hundreds of thousands of people and brought the global economy to its knees. The first round of doses are going to specific groups.
I feel good. I'm really happy that I got it. I feel privileged, very privileged to be one of the first ones to get it. And hopefully this means that we can all, you know, get back together to sort of a normality.
Canada's health regulators followed the UK on Wednesday, and on Friday, the US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, also gave the Pfizer-BioNTech jab the green light.
We have already begun shipping the vaccine to every state and zip code in the country. The first vaccine will be administered in less than 24 hours. The governors decide where the vaccines will go in their state and who will get them first.
The FDA is expected to also approve Moderna's version in the coming days, which has shown promising results in the clinical trials. Other vaccines are also being looked at. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates say China's Sinopharm vaccine is 86% effective. It's the first country outside China to draw up plans for the vaccine. Morocco and Egypt say they may soon follow. In Russia, doctors, teachers, and social workers are being offered a Sputnik vaccine at a mass inoculation campaign. In a promising development, scientists in UK and Russia say that they are combining their research to see if they can produce a more potent vaccine. After months of global research and development, the vaccines are finally here. Yet perhaps the hardest work for authorities has yet to begin. That is to ensure there's true access to these new vaccines for all countries, and to convince the skeptics that the jabs are safe and effective.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.